Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. Oh, but there's something. There's a something, I know that there's something, I can't explain it, but there's something, yeah, there's something about it, when I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about it. Come on, give that name praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew, I feel the anointing in this place.
God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, amen. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Come on, let's enter in with our faith this morning, trusting God for a mighty move in our lives. Hallelujah. If you can hear me, just say amen this morning. If you can hear me all today, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, gracious Lord, we get to hear with our faith on this morning. Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for, hallelujah, restoring our soul, amen. We thank you, oh God, that you remember us on today, oh God, that you called us to live, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the beat of our heart and the breath that we take out. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for encamping your warring angels around us to protect us and keep us from seeing and unforeseen dangers of this world, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for those in our family, oh God, that you kept them with us, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on today, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. As your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to 442, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit that the truth that Jesus is the Christ and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Oh, Lord, and out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. Amen. But with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we don't come just to worship, just to be doing something. We come, oh God, to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, amen. As the deer pants for the water brooks up, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, the living God, amen. Oh, our soul yearns, overwhelmed desires, okay, amen. Yet even pines in the courts of the Lord, amen. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire burn everly increase in each of us, oh Lord. Uphold us with our free spirit and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. Amen. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, oh Lord. Fill us with our spirit, oh God. Amen. Your tender mercy and loving kindness that we sing praise to you all the days of our life. Lord, created us a heart of worship where we rejoice only in you. Amen. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us, oh God, in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go throughout this day and make our life a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savior aroma that you will be glorified, honored, and that our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And we ask that you just have your way, oh God. We come surrendering all over to you with holding nothing. Amen. We come casting every care and every fear, every worry, oh God, at your feet, oh God. And we pick up the peace that you give, oh God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We decree and declare with all faith we will not be denied. Amen. We will not take any counterfeits or substitutes, but we are co-heirs in the kingdom of God. Amen. And we take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us right now with immediate effect in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and provisions. We confess and repent our sins right now, known and unknown sins in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We decree and declare that we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, from death and sin. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord. We decree and declare that everywhere they come around, Mother, as we pray today, must be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke any demon who are trying to steal our finances, support us. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you and we need you, Father God. Release all things in your hand, O Lord. That we command you to let go of our finances to support right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke any demon that will try to come into our, that will come against our support and for the possessions right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we now proclaim in the crash of you devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, that you must now restore to us all that you have that's been taken away from us, including our health, our relationships, our finances, our possessions, our property, and everything else. Amen. We know that you're behind us because it is written in John 10:10 that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Living Father God, we're not asking you for any of this because you've already given it to us. We do ask those that
for you to please and to dispatch your holy angels to go and make sure the devil returns everything that he and his demons have been, hallelujah, that have stolen from us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let it be returned back to us, my Lord, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you. We receive right now the anointing of restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command total restoration of all things that we've lost in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We retrieve back from the hands of the enemy any of our possessions that we have knowingly or unknowingly misplaced in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uproot and destroy from our life every obstacle to our miracle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We break in pieces every horn, scattering our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. We destroy every head the enemy has put over our blessings to prevent us, amen, from receiving them in our lifetime. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every evil power holding back our prayers or the answer to our prayers, we command you to be bound in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every shadow of darkness the enemy has cast over us up, prevent our prosperity, our job, our business, our contact, our promotions, or our breakthrough from locating us. We remove it by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare total destruction upon every evil that is vowed never to release to us anything God has set for us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break in pieces every covenant or curse obstructing divine restoration in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you with the holy blood, hallelujah, of our Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We thank you that it is done, amen. We thank you that we are free, and we are free indeed on today. We thank you that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in our lives, amen. We right now demolish every stumbling block on our way to success, of promotion, and victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Every good thing that God has destined for us, but it's in the possession of the enemy, we command it to come to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, please remove any evil that's sitting on our blessing, our miracles, our breakthrough, our prosperity, our finance, our job, or good health, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command our blessing and possession to come to us right now, wherever they are, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. All our possessions in the spirit realm, we release them into the physical by fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And we decree and declare with all faith that it is so. Oh, Lord God, we're believing you for it all. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We put on this morning, amen, and those in our families, we pray for them this morning. We lift them up, oh, Lord. We ask that you would touch and heal right now, touch and deliver and touch and set them free, oh God, from anything that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your hedge of protection be around our mind and thoughts, oh God, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that our thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you, Father God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, to operate with the fruit of your spirit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we'll be, hallelujah, slow to speak and quick to listen, oh God. Amen. Not quickly angered, oh God. Hallelujah, quick to forgive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we put on us your forearm, oh God, and we thank you for, Lord. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way right now in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. Amen. And we decree and declare the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against us. Amen. We decree and declare we have victory. Hallelujah. By faith, we received a victory on today. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for the life, health, and strength of our children. Oh, Lord, that peace be with our children always, oh, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would continue to guide them and keep them, oh, God, and you and encamp your warrant angels around our children and our grandchildren, children to come from generation to generation, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you and we love you, Lord. We command the spirit of fear to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us, come out of our bloodline, come out of our family, the spirit of pride, oppression, depression, spirit of suicide, homicide, the spirit. We command every familiar spirit, every lying, manipulating, controlling spirit, every hindering spirit, amen, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination, spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, and hallelujah. Confirm the affliction and viruses, a spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, a spirit of poverty, lack, and death, amen, spirit of anger, rage, and bitterness, and wrath, and we command every spirit of gluttony, spirit of mammon, hallelujah, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any spirit that's operating us or in our bloodline, amen, anyone that we love and concerned about outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been emptied, amen. Oh Lord, fill us with thy glory, thy Shekinah glory, oh God. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Let the trees which are in the church rejoice at the fall of the oppressor right now. Lord, exactly as you planned, it will happen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us that we are blessed. We're blessed going out and blessed coming back in. Amen. With the head and not the tail, on top and not the deep. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love. But we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Amen. That we are children of God. Born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Father God in heaven. We bless your holy name, Lord. Father God, I ask as we travel on today and those in our family and loved ones, oh God, the body of Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your blessings are not going and coming on today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now for every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, over our homes and all that's in our homes. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building or place, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and those in our family and loved ones up. Hallelujah. Protects us and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us and judges, Lord, your word says you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare turnaround has come. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare revival. Shadow shit. We decree and declare it is so. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord, that we are healed. We receive our healing, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's give God praise and just thank him right where you are. Amen. Oh, what a gosh on the high. Would you just thank him right now? Amen. While we still have time. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence. The Bible says we have two or more gathered and he said in his name, and I'll be in the midst. So we thank you as we touch and agree on today with our combined faith that amen. Mountains will be moved, man. Healing will spring up in the body of the sick. They will become well. Those that are confused, amen. Those that are trouble-minded will have peace. Those that sorrow or sorrow no more, joy will overtake them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Nazareth. And everything the enemy sought out to do, it will come to nothing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our prayers are being heard. Our prayers that God will remember us on today, and mm-hmm. even bring them to our family out of harm's way. And we thank mm-hmm. you for, Lord. Glory. Glory to God. Glory Amen. To God. Thank you, Jesus. Good mm-hmm. morning. Good morning. Welcome this Saturday mm-hmm. morning. Amen. We thank God Amen. For another day he's given us. Amen. Hallelujah. We made it home safe, driving to and from work and other places. Yes. Amen. So we just thank God for keeping us through it mm-hmm. all. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Could have been and should have mm-hmm. been. God truly kept us.
Right.
And I just pray that you are in a place of gratefulness this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Be in a place of faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Just thank God. Amen. So many things mm-hmm. trying to take our mind, you know, to try to speak to us. But we have power mm-hmm. and authority to make that thing that cease its work and come out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So welcome, welcome, Twan. God bless you. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I receive all of the prayers that went forth. I receive it. And my needs, you know, I'm having faith and trust in God that all my needs will be met. And I thank God for it, that, you know, that everything that you mm-hmm. prayed for is everything that was on my heart and on my mind. And I just
Amen.
Believe that I will be renewed and my mind will be restored and I receive those prayers of healing. And so I thank God for
Amen.
It.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. And I'm trusting God to keep us connected on this line this morning. Yesterday, we were able
Amen.
To hold.
Yes, Lord.
Cousin Kim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I know I'm still connected. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Cousin Kim?
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you at first. Give me just one over here. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Glory to God. Just thanking God for another day. Just thanking God for another time for us to be able to come here and pray on the line and give God
yes,
the glory for all that he has done and all that he will do. And I receive all of the prayer as well as and just ask God to continue to keep me
Amen.
And my children. Amen.
Yes. Amen. We definitely touch and agree with that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power of the presence that went forth and that we have faith in him that it is so and just watching God and all that God is able to do, which is all things. So God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. So it's just the two or three of us here on the line this morning and we thank God for keeping us in such a way to be able to be in position, not just for ourselves, but those in our family as well, as we intercede on their behalf on today. Amen. Our scripture today is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1 through 10. That's Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through 10. The Bible says, when he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the humble, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Hallelujah. If you still can hear me, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And, you know, this is the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus preached on the Mount and crowds, they gathered for his preaching here and understanding these beatitudes of the Bible when it says, blessed those who mourn, for they will be comforted. It refers to many things that sadden God. God grieves over the sin and wretchedness of the world. Sin is consequence for us, tempting us to come numb. If you notice, a lot of times when we're so consumed with this world, we'll become numb and we'll find ourselves in things to be into. Instead, we must pray that God will give us emotions of his heart so that we can experience the encouraging, strengthening comfort of God. You know, and talked about this, I believe, on Monday, February 1st, when we read Matthew 6, 31 through 34, I believe, verse. And so that's something for all of us or wherever we're going through in this life. You know, when it says, bless of the poor, bless of those who mourn, bless of those bless of those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, bless of the merciful in heart, bless of the peacemakers, bless of those who are persecuted because of righteousness. God, for the kingdom, we're blessed in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, because I didn't mind. You know, I don't know if y'all can hear that. So I'll just give you what's so that we feel. Amen. Looking for a blessed other pure in the heart. See God. Amen. Purity of the heart is authentic before God. So come clean with him about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you'll see him operating powerfully in your life. So if there's something that you're dealing with or going through, you know, whether good, bad, or ugly, you know, coming to God and say, Lord, help me with this. Oh, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Oh, Lord, wash me and cleanse me. Sanctify me by your word. You know, I've fallen short of your glory because the Bible tells us we all shall fall short of the word of God. Amen. And so we're able to come to God so God can help us and clean us, so be able to come to our Father and say, Lord, I've done this. And God will help you.
Yes,
amen.
Lord, thank you.
We have a place of help. Amen. Clean us to get us back in that place, to reconcile us in that place with him, in us when we seek him. And in everything that we're doing, God is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, the scripture was verses 1 and the beatitudes. Amen. Jesus, our Sermon on the Mount. I pray with Heavenly Father, Jesus, but add a blessing to read us, to hear us, and most of all, the words of your word. It is our prayer today that we be the doers of the word. And we pray for your help, oh God, that we'll be able to accomplish this. Amen. Your promise in Jesus Christ's holy name. Pray the thanksgiving to God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. If you have one, if you press already went for it, and you believe and you receive it.
You're breaking up a little bit, but I can make out what you're saying.
Okay. Up a bit. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition, my petition has went forth, and I'm just, I'm also believing that God will give me the strength to be patient and to be obedient, you know, with the things that he has put on my heart, with the instructions that he has given me, and the gifts and those that he has assigned me to.
Amen. And we touch in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just pray God would increase your faith even the more to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Cousin Kim, you have a prayer petition.
Amen. Yes, yeah, my prayer petition is just continued faith and continued strengthening me and giving me the peace and that I'm like on my job and in my home and having a feel I guess take care of my brother here and I just thank God that last night when I had a talk with him about just his talking that he was receptive to it. So I just ask God to continue to keep up.
Amen. Hallelujah. Touch and agree on today, oh gracious Lord. Oh Lord, we come, oh God, with combined faith with your daughter on today. And Father God, we just ask, oh God, that you increase, oh God, increase her more in her faith, oh God, increase the peace in her home, on her job, Father God, oh Lord. Oh Lord, let her operate with your godly counsel and wisdom, oh God, and knowing what to do when she don't know what to do, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray, oh God, that your head of protection be around her mind and thoughts, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would just continue to keep her strong, oh God. Let her receive a supernatural strength, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to order her steps, oh God, that she would truly be blessed by you. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, in your blessing, oh Lord, that you're blessing. When you multiply, oh God, that you will multiply, oh God, with our goodness and our favor, oh God, and with long life and good health, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory. We call you blessed. We call you healed. We call you delivered. We call you set free, and that you are strengthened by the Holy Spirit of the living God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we touch and agree. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep your cousin Kim. Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to pray on today, and all is well with me and my house. We're back in Houston. We came back from yesterday to be children in Houston and just be able to be with family. So we're just excited about being home, even though part of it's not just home, baby, but it's not home for us.
Yeah,
but we are home there. So we're back in Houston with the children. Glory to God. I just want to pray that God will just continue to strengthen us all. Amen. In our walk.
Amen.
I pray for divine order for our lives where things have been out of order. I pray for divine counsel from God and unity in our families, and that, you know, we will operate with this. We will be, the Bible calls us to be peacemakers. Amen. To operate with peace and to tell us to seek peace. And I pray that for us and those in our family, because if we're all seeking peace, guess what peace will be, amen?
Amen.
I just pray that we will seek peace, because if we're doing that, we're able to definitely overcome the enemy and his tactics to destroy and to break down our families, amen? So if we're all pursuing peace, peace shall be. And I pray that for us. I pray that God will continue to bless our marriages, amen, and strengthen our marriages. Because it's just something about a husband and wife that can really set a fire. And it don't take a whole box of matches to burn a house down, amen. It just takes the one to burn it all the way down to the ground. But we want to pursue peace, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for those in our family on today, oh God, that we will be peacemakers, that we will pursue peace as your word says, oh God. And, oh Lord, that we will just keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command peace to come and be still. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you said that we could decree a thing and it shall be established. Amen. So we decree and declare peace in our homes and peace on our jobs. Amen. And peace wherever we go. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare our family is waiting for your salvation, oh, Lord. According to Genesis 49:18, our family holds for the salvation of the Lord, and we do his commandments. Amen. Our eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord for our our family, according to Luke 2 and 30, amen. And we just want to say thank you, amen. We decree and declare that salvation belongs to the Lord and his blessing is upon our family, amen. Oh, Lord, our family trust in the Lord and mercy and our hearts rejoice in his salvation. We decree and declare our family rejoice in the Lord's salvation. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, hallelujah, that you will continue to bless this family and all that's connected to us. We decree and declare the Lord will restore our family. The joy of his salvation will uphold us by his generous spirit. Amen. Let the way of the Lord be made known in our family and his salvation among us all. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we lift up the elders in our family on today. I ain't Bernstein. I ain't Vera. I ain't Classen. I ain't Eliza Jane. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless them and keep them in good health and strength. Oh, God, let peace be their portion. Amen. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh, God, for the elders of our family. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for our mothers and brothers and sisters, amen, our aunts and uncles and cousins and our nieces and nephews, our children and grandchildren, oh God, and we pray, oh God, that you would just continue to help them and keep them, oh God, oh Lord, we pray for a long life for our family, amen, hallelujah, we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, God, and Lord, we love you, we decree and declare victory over our family and all that we love and concerned about, and we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. I decree and declare what I'll say. The Lord has remembered his mercy and faithfulness to our family. We have seen his salvation. Amen. And we decree and declare it is so. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God
be the glory. Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Bear with me for just one moment in the family. Amen. All right, Tom. Before we close out here, I'll call your name. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Please do so. Tom, go ahead.
Amen. Amen. I receive it. I believe it. For all those that the prayer went forth for, all those that we love and are concerned about, and I believe that it is no other way. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Cousin Kim.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, I don't know if I'll be able to be on at 10 o'clock or 6. It doesn't allow me to air too many services or time on here. I'll try to get on. Mm-hmm. If there's a problem, Cousin Kim, just let them know we had prayer at 6 in the morning, and the system sometimes doesn't allow me to go back in and schedule another. But I'll try and see if I can get on there. So, but God bless you all. God keep you. And family wants to come on Saturday at 6 a.m. For the month of February. That'll be great. Mm-hmm. I'll be sending for those who have had who number I have in my phone so that they could join in at 6 a.m. if they wanted, if they're able to get up that early and be on the line, then we'll be here, you know, at 6 a.m. The duration of the month of February, okay? Because I don't insist on, we won't let you do more than one. Sometimes I've been able to sneak in two, but it's been acting up, so he, I don't know if it'll allow me to do it. But God bless your family, and I love y'all, and I thank God for y'all, for your commitment to be on the line in the morning, you know, throughout this month of February. God bless you.
Yes.
I'm going to release the pastor's blessing at this time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that your total obedience will bring you total deliverance. God is with you. Whatever is before you will be defeated because the God who you serve, who we serve, is the God who loves you. Nothing is impossible. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Rejoice and your name is written in the last book of life through the forgiveness of the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his name, to God be the glory. We receive it, we believe it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the
amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a blessed day in the Lord. We'll be back on at 6 in the morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You too. Hallelujah.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I
yeah.
One time.